bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, the 5K Kid, two finger push-ups, and Gardner Minshew. Coming up right after this.
And Fred Johnson finishes a disappointing fourth in the 100-yard dash.
Hey, Fred, what happened back there, man? You used to always beat me. What's up?
My trainer says it's excess gas.
Really?
That's slowing me down.
Here, try one of these. See if this'll make a difference.
What is it?
It's a Fartrite anal strip.
Oh, yeah! Everyone has heard about the nasal strips that athletes wear to allow them to get enough air. But did you know that it's just as important for an athlete to discharge a sufficient amount of gas? That's why Frigaball Industries developed the Fartrite anal strip. The Fartrite anal strip pulls your cheeks apart to create an optimum air passageway. Oh, wearing a Fartrite anal strip can make a world of difference in your performance.
A few days later.
Okay, Fred, I'm going to take you down again today, man.
I don't think so, Bill. Not this time. I'm wearing a Fartrite anal strip.
On your mark, get set.
Come on, do your stuff. Come on. Do your stuff.
And the winner is Fred Johnson.
Whoa. Hey, great race, Fred. Hey, look, you cut 0.3 seconds off your personal best.
Yeah, I cut more than that. Thanks to you and Fartrite anal strips.
Fartrite anal strips. Available in small, medium, and J-Lo.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Chick, there's Josh, that's Pat Godwin with a musician, musician's friend, the guitar. And we have Ace Cosby over there. This is Tom speaking. Thank you very much. Krista Lee, of course, chuckling over there on her.
I'm chuckling.
Well, you've got your little outfit on. You look like you're going to be selling popcorn at the county fair.
Maybe give us a verse of Light a Rose. Put on one of those straw hats.
Yes. Barbershop Quartet.
Right.
Yeah.
Little Barbershop Quartet goes a long way.
You know what they call a lady Barbershop Quartet?
Sure. What?
A Barbershop Quartet.
Yeah. That's a lesson for all.
Or would it be a salon quartet? Is that a joke?
No.
Let me think. Wait a minute. No. Yeah, I know.
No, okay.
That's pretty funny.
You think so? Okay, see? See who thinks it's funny?
I thought about it. Yeah.
Look at this. I didn't like this story. I
what story?
The start of this.
Hey. Sports, remember? Hello?
Well, this is a sports thing. I just wanted to set it up. This kid was supposed to be running a 5K.
Oh, yeah. Chick had that yesterday.
And he accidentally ran a 10K. And
I didn't care for it.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's fraud.
A little overachieving.
I just thought he was an overachiever.
No. A 9-year-old Minnesota boy entered a 5K race, ended up winning the 10K. Well, that means there must have been a lot of really slow runners. This isn't what it... this kid
maybe
apparently...
he's running really fast.
No. He's 9 years old. He beats all the adults. Not a chance.
I don't know.
The
about
child,
that.
An F Gump.
I mean, you think if you're running a 5K and a 10K at the same time, wouldn't they delineate which course is which with like large signs and maybe different colored? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not a runner.
Different colors?
Yeah, but
you want different races for different colors?
No, they usually. Did you ever run cross country? I asked, knowing
me?
The answer.
No, I played a sport where running was the punishment for the sport you were playing.
Good point. You know, they'd have the
take a lap, Jack.
They'd have the lime, the white lime stripe that the cross country runners would follow, made of some toxic agent.
It wasn't that easy to get lost in the car. I mean,
cross country we never got lost. They had them properly marked. This guy allegedly wins the 10K because he turned the wrong. I don't believe it.
I see you like that scene in Chariots of Fire when they're running.
I love that movie.
That's the cross country team you had, all white uniforms. And
oh, the best part of that
movie is
when they're going after the frogs. They're taking the boat across the English Channel.
Isn't that the one where
and the guy with the go funny eyes, the head guy?
They run the square at the university or something, and the one guy makes it. Yeah,
that's a great movie.
That is a good movie.
That really reminded me of you and your child.
It was just a super cool movie.
Yeah, that's a world I had knew nothing of. No,
if you like that, what's that show? Downton Abbey.
Yes.
Have you seen the movie yet?
Downton Abbey? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good.
I was there. Yes.
Well, then have you seen the movie Chariots of Fire?
I have. I don't know. I might have.
And by the way, I think I was a DJ back then, and we had to play this song.
Vangelis?
Is it pronounced? I used to say Vangelis.
Vangelis.
It's Vangelis.
Is it?
I believe it's vagina.
What is it?
No, it's
vagina.
It's vagina.
Oh.
You douche.
As far as I'm concerned, Downton Abbey, they can make 89 movies. I'll see them all.
Me too. I loved it.
I just think this is a phony story. He ran the 10K. If a 9-year-old's beating everybody else, it must be a pretty weak field.
Could be, yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Sorry.
So we're anti this kid?
Yeah.
We agree on that?
He's a punk.
He's a fraud. He's a Forrest Gump.
No. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Chick, you're so right, man. I played football 1 year, and that's how come I quit, because all the running. Because it's only fun when you run with the ball. Our coaches, such a dick. If we messed up a play, he'd blow his whistle, say, run to the weeds. So you'd run a quarter mile till you seen a weed bend, and not them weeds, them weeds. And then you'd run another quarter, not them weeds, and it was all the bending over to where you'd end up puking, and then you'd grow more weeds from that. Swear to God.
Circle of life.
It is, sort of. You know, but this story about this infant toddler kid, this stroked a nerve with me.
Mm. Really?
Well, people are blowing everything out of proportions, Christy. Hey, look, this kid, he's a winner. Yeah, but on accident.
Yeah.
I don't understand why people are making such a big deal. I probably won more stuff, different, unsanctioned events by accident than anybody I know of.
I don't believe it.
I swear to God. Well, I can't even begin to count the number of hot wing contests I've won, only because I sat down at the bar with the munchies after Boner hot boxed a tour van with his hippie lettuce.
Hippie lettuce.
He smokes so much pot, he makes our drummer look like a vegan. But if they don't crack a window, me and Scotty suffer from secondhand smoke infatuation. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
Anyways, one time I won an axe throwing contest just because I was trying to kill Spider in the coolest, most badass way possible.
That is badass.
I'll say, yeah.
Like medieval times. Oh, and by the way, mission accomplished.
Oh, really?
Spider dead. Donnie gets a blue ribbon, right?
Nice.
Hell no. Dennis Wayne and them threatened to charge me for the drywall.
Oh.
Whatever, man. Ain't my fault I hit a stud. That axe is still there, too. It's embedded. Permanent. People ask me about it, but I'm not talking about it. Oh, and at the family reunion 4 years ago, I set the record for the biggest beard of bees after a 2-liter Mountain Dew exploded in my face.
Those beard bees, that creeps me out.
I know.
Oh, God, I hate that.
I'll say it like this. I got over 120 different verified stings.
Oh.
But I got to say, I never felt more alive. I don't know what they put in their venom, but after about the 15th one, you start to get a buzz from it.
Really?
Yeah. I was higher than Willie Nelson's at 420 on April 20th. And as most of you know, I'm the Circus 2007 Rain and Air Guitar Champion at Boonies.
Really?
After David Coverdale slided in, came on a jukebox that day.
Oh.
I swear to God. And the fact remains, just last year I won America's Cup when I took a potential buyer out on my boat for a test drive.
Did you know?
Is that right?
You are so full of it.
Not to brag, Tom, but he worked for a prominent bank. And I can't even begin to tell you how many times I've been offered starring roles in high-class porno movies.
Really?
Just from taking a whiz at the urinal down at the Air Bear strip club by the airport.
Oh, Air Bear.
Yeah. I got a ton of offers just off of hog chicken. and nothing beats the one time I won a pie-eating contest.
Oh.
I can't go into the details now, but it took Angel Skinners a week to get the smile off her face. Swear to God. And my face looked like I fell into the grease trap at Boonies again.
Again!
It looked like I tried to get CPR to a Whopper with extra cheese whiz. Swear to God, it is.
Hang up the phone.
Yes, okay.
Oh, God. Man. Boonies. I knew about Boonies. I didn't know about Air Bear, the strip club by the airport. Isn't that the fame? Isn't it in L.A.? Isn't there some famous strip club at the airport?
Yeah. It's from Defending Your Life. That's the only thing I know.
That's the famous
landing strip.
Is that what it's called?
I think it is.
Okay. Good to know. And I'm sorry, we interrupted sports.
Stupid world record.
Okay.
An Armenian man.
Yes.
Attention, Bob.
Has set the world record for most push-ups in 1 minute. With only two fingers.
That's not Bob.
Wow.
One finger on each hand? Or a one-armed
push-up with two fingers?
Wouldn't he fall over if he just used two fingers on one hand?
I got to find a video of this.
Jack Palance could do it.
That's really something.
Using only each of his index fingers, Prachik Kostanyan. Performed 57 push-ups in 60 seconds. That's
Are
almost
you
one
kidding?
A second. One a minute. One
Look
a second.
At this.
Yeah.
And he's doing
motion.
He's wearing a gi.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a black belt.
Covered in butter?
Clarified butter?
He's covered in clarified butter. Thank you. This guy's a badass.
You say so.
Strong fingers.
Oh, look at Christy.
I bet his girlfriend's happy.
How would you work out with that? How would you build your fingers up? How would you
buy an old dial phone? And
is that right?
This guy is a badass.
You can also dial nine numbers in 3 seconds. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I don't know.
Does he look very strong? And
yeah, and he's a karate dude. He's
muscly?
Got the whole thing on him.
Shirtless and oiled up?
No, he's wearing the white robe, if you will, the gi.
Brown eyes?
What is wrong with you?
Now, are you a fan of the errant finger and the...
I don't mind a little...
In the no party zone?
I don't mind a little...
Oh, my God.
A little
tickle?
Loitering.
Okay. You don't like the oil check, if you will?
Yeah, I don't necessarily need to let the person in, but...
I'm with you there. Maybe a little... No,
you like him to stop by and...
Maybe tap on the window.
Let him know. Yeah, okay. Let him know you're there.
All right, man. Yeah. Time to move on.
Tell him where your daddy lives.
I couldn't even get in the prone position with two fingers. That is rough.
I couldn't do 57 push-ups, period.
Yeah, sure, probably. But, I mean, this guy's a badass.
Yeah.
I could do 57 push-ups in,
come on.
57 days.
I
remember Godwin's kind of a push-up guy.
25 right over there. I know they were sloppy.
He almost stroked out, but right over here, 25.
But they weren't bad, man.
Thank you.
They weren't bad. Most of them were good.
First 10.
Thank you very much.
Finally in sports!
Oh, sorry. There's more sports. I'm just...
Jacksonville Jaguars wide receiver DJ Chark gave
DJ
interviews.
DJ Chark, 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 Chark,
DJ Chark, 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 Chark. Sorry.
Conducted interviews to the media yesterday while wearing a fake Gardner Minshew-esque mustache.
See, I love this. They're having some fun.
A photo of Chark. DJ Chark.
DJ Chark.
In the cartoonish faux facial hair was posted to Twitter by ESPN's Michael DeRocco. The Jaguars are giving out fake mustaches and bandanas with tickets to home games, all in honor of the Jaguars quarterback Gardner Minshew II.
Cool. That's a good promotion.
You gotta love Gardner Minshew. He's doing great. He's a cool guy. It was a sixth round draft choice, I think. Am I getting that right?
Something like that.
But don't you think it's cool when some guy emerges that nobody'd really heard of, and he's doing a great thing. It's always fun. Always reminds me of Mark Fidrich. Remember that classic going way back?
No.
No.
Who's you that? Remember Mark Fidrich?
Famous pitcher.
Baseball pitcher for the Tigers.
Yeah. Okay. Big old stash?
He just wild hair. And
crazy kid.
Manicure the mound between batters.
Really eccentric. And he just suddenly became super famous. This Minshew thing may happen. It's fun.
He's already kind of a superstar, isn't he?
And
this is the guy that, he supposedly...
I hope it continues.
He was doing push-ups, he was doing jumping jacks naked in the locker room.
Stretches and all that, yeah. And Cam Soda said, hey, we'll give you $1 million to put a video on our site.
He's a fun guy. Ooh, and I can't help but notice that our resident bass player, Dean Metcalf, has entered the room.
You've got a guitar.
You can do a little bass tribute to... Gardner Minshew?
Yeah, I'm not much of a sports guy, so I don't know much about the fellow. But
he's just a really interesting, fun kind of guy, and he's doing great. Wait a minute. I heard the guitar. Oh, Pat, you got a little something for us?
Oh, you've got a guitar.
A little tribute there for you. 1, 2, 3, 4. He's a Jaguars quarterback. The ladies want to see that sack. Gardner Minshew. Naked in the locker room. A big mustache just like a broom. Girls want to catch you. Gardner Minshew. One more time. Gardner Minshew.
What's the matter with you, boy?
Well, I've been rooting for this team. You've been stalling on the field. Jacksonville needs you. You've got that porno stash and all that rookie cash. Gardner Minshew.
Just dying to meet you.
Hey, what's the matter, dude? Put some clothes on, your half nude. There's some Jaguar cheerleaders that's dying to meet you. They're going to bring a case of White Claw. We're going to play Madden football with Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew.
Oh.
Nice.
All
right.
It's the only place you'll hear that.
Yes. Sorry I jumped on your post.
Oh, that's so classic.
Yeah, that was
wonderful. Don't you love seeing a guy come out of nowhere and become... sort of the poster boy for a team like that.
I thought you were talking about me.
It is fun.
God, Pat.
I'm kidding. Jeez.
And that's talking about me again.
And I saw something, I think, yesterday that the Jacksonville Jaguars are providing fake mustaches and bandanas if you buy tickets to the game.
That's a fun promotion. Yeah, that's almost as good as the Miami Dolphins promotion where they give you a free iPad to watch a different game while you're there.
That's right. That's an idea whose time has come.
Yeah. Well,
then, thank you very much. Gotcha. Christy Lee, once again, is at her base. What's happening?
Well, this is called a mom-only vacation. I know how you love these kind of words, Tom, but from the New York Post, they're calling it a momcation.
See, I like the idea of having moms go on vacation is great, but momcation.
Solo getaway for moms, no husband or kids allowed.
Mm-hmm.
The hashtag momcation has been used on more than 48,000 posts on Instagram.
By awful women.
To shots of mom living their best lives.
Yep.
There are moms gazing out on city skylines and sexy going out tops.
The phrase living my best life is kind of like, okay.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. Whatever.
Write your own stuff, okay?
Boy. Moms perched on boats atop aquamarine seas and moms sitting seaside drinking cocktails out of coconuts.
And just a picture of her feet.
That's the stand. That's the new thing, right? Is it the picture of the feet?
I don't know if it's new, but it's popular.
That's the old thing, I should say.
Yeah. My office today.
Yes.
Like 43-year-old Mindy White, who says, quote, hit the pool, drank vodka, didn't have to wipe anyone's butt, but my own.
Oh.
She put that on a Facebook post about her solo trip.
Anything to do with her.
Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville Resort.
All right. Good for you.
She's hitting the casino tonight. Take time for yourself, she says.
That's nice. But
best odds in the casino.
So her husband can't even wipe his own...
I think the next place...
I think that meant her kids, you two.
Next place she should go is the Dominican. Am I right? Spend some time there.
Yeah, this is gorgeous. Tough. No, your moms, you deserve it, you know. The days full of filling baggies with goldfish crackers and handing the kid an iPad. It's got to be tough.
Wow.
Oh, need a whole thing on fire.
Josh. Here, Josh.
Here, paradise.
Oh, I know. It's tough.
Josh preparing for celibacy.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's exhausting. Hot.
Put your phone on airplane mode.
All right. Another hour of screen time. Yeah.
Every now and again, you get a... pick up a Cheerio or two that fell out of the bowl.
Are you out of your mind?
Josh.
You are so dead.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.